This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How body language translates to written communication awareness. Read the posture behind the words and write with far more precision. In short, body language does not disappear when you sit down to write. It lives in the rhythm of your sentences, the warmth or coldness of your word choices, and the posture your message projects on the screen. Physical signals like open stance, proximity, and mirroring have direct equivalents in how written messages land. 5 structured frameworks give you a system to translate body language awareness into clearer, warmer, more precise writing. The reader feels your physical intention through the page, even when they cannot see you. Definition: body language writing awareness is the practice of applying knowledge of physical signals, posture, and gesture to written communication. It helps writers recognize that sentence rhythm, word choice, and tone carry the same emotional signals as a closed stance or an open, forward-leaning posture does in person. You wrote the email 3 times. You meant it to sound collaborative. You deleted the aggressive version, softened the second draft, and sent the 3rd. 2 hours later, your colleague replied with a 1-line response that told you clearly they had read aggression anyway. The words were fine. The posture behind them was not. Body language does not switch off the moment you put your hands on a keyboard. Every sentence you write projects a physical signal that the reader interprets the way they would interpret a gesture or a stance in person. Understanding how body language translates into written communication is one of the most practical skills a professional can build, and most people have never been shown a single reliable framework for doing it. I want to give you 5. Why written words still carry physical weight. When you're face to face with someone, you read their body constantly. You notice whether they lean in or pull back. You register a clenched jaw before you hear a sharp word. You respond to the space they take up in a room. That reading is not suspended when you open an email. It shifts medium. A short, blunt sentence reads like crossed arms. An unhurried, generous sentence reads like an open, relaxed stance. The reader's nervous system does not separate the two experiences as cleanly as we assume. This is why tone in email communication carries so much unspoken weight, even when the words themselves appear neutral. The problem is that most of us write on instinct. We know, in theory, that our message might land wrong. But without a framework to reach for, we fall back on our habitual physical register. And that register is not always open, clear, or inviting. 5 frameworks for translating body language into writing. Framework 1. The Open Stance Framework. What it is: a method for translating the physical signal of an open, forward-leaning posture into the structure of a written message. Open stance in person means uncrossed arms, relaxed shoulders, and a slight lean toward the other person. This framework asks you to build those same signals into your prose. What it is designed for: messages where you risk sounding closed, defensive, or dismissive, particularly difficult feedback, disagreements, or corrections. How it works. Number 1. Lead with acknowledgement. Begin by naming something real and positive before the core message. This mirrors the open palm, the relaxed face, the slight nod that says, I'm here with you. Number 2. Use unhurried sentences. Short, staccato sentences read like a rigid stance. Write at least 1 medium-length sentence for every short one, so the rhythm signals ease. Number 3. End with an invitation, not a full stop. A closed posture ends a conversation. An open one extends it. Finish your message with a question, an offer, or an explicit next step that keeps the door open. When to use it: corrections, difficult requests, feedback conversations, messages sent after a conflict. When not to use it: urgent operational updates, safety notices, or any situation where brevity is a form of respect for the reader's time. Example: instead of "the report has errors, please fix before 5 p.m. Try "I have been through the report and spotted a few things worth correcting before it goes out. Could you take another pass before 5 p.m? Happy to go through them with you if it helps." Eamon's note: I have sent hundreds of short and efficient messages in my life. Almost every one of them that went wrong was one I thought was neutral, but was actually projecting a closed stance. The open stance framework saved me from myself more times than I can count. Framework 2. The Proximity Signal Model. What it is: a model based on proxemics, the study of physical distance as a communication signal. In person, how close you stand tells people how you regard them. In writing, the equivalent is how much you reveal of yourself, or how directly you address the reader. What it is designed for. Building trust and connection in written communication, particularly in relationships that are still forming or have experienced tension.
How it works. Number 1. Assess your current distance.
Read your draft and ask, does this feel like I wrote it from across the room or from the seat beside them?
Formal, impersonal language signals distance. Number 2. Move one step closer.
Add one element of genuine personal acknowledgement, a reference to a shared experience, a direct "I know this has been a difficult week," or simply the person's name used more than once.
Number 3. Match the reader's register. If their previous messages were warm, match that warmth. If they are brief and direct, do not flood them with paragraphs.
Mirroring physical proximity is about comfort, not dominance.
When to use it.
Relationship repair, first contacts, messages sent after a period of silence or friction.
When not to use it.
Formal documentation, legal correspondence, or communications, where personal warmth could be read as unprofessional given the context.
Example: a message that began further to our previous correspondence becomes following on from our last conversation. And knowing you've had a lot on this week, here is where I think we can make this simpler. Eamon's note: proximity in writing is a risk.
You are moving closer to another person's space,
but distance costs more than the occasional misjudgment.
I have seen professional relationships rot slowly because both sides kept writing from across the room.
Framework 3. The gesture to structure method. What it is.
A method for mapping common body language gestures onto specific structural choices in writing.
Gestures carry precise emotional signals. This method gives you a way to replicate them on the page.
You can read more about how these signals function in high-pressure moments in the context of nonverbal communication in tense situations.
What it is designed for.
Highly charged messages with the wrong structural choice, even a well-worded one, will land badly.
How it works. Number 1.
Identify the gesture you would use in person.
Would you sit back and listen first? Would you raise a hand to slow things down? Would you lean forward to show urgency? Name the gesture.
Number 2. Find its structural equivalent.
Sitting back becomes leading with a question rather than a statement.
Raising a hand becomes a short holding sentence.
Before I respond to the main point, let me make sure I have understood it.
Leaning forward becomes a shorter, more direct paragraph at the front of the message.
Number 3.
Rebuild the message using that structure.
Do not touch the content yet.
Change only the order and the structural signals. Then read the draft aloud and ask whether it sounds like the gesture you intended.
When to use it.
Messages sent in life conflict, messages responding to frustration or challenge, and any communication sent under time pressure.
When not to use it.
Routine operational messages, where gesture matching would feel contrived and slow you down unnecessarily.
Example: a colleague sends a frustrated email. Your instinct is to defend.
The gesture you would use in person is to sit back and nod.
So your message leads with, I want to make sure I'm reading your concern correctly before I respond.
Is the core issue the timeline, the resource allocation, or both?
Eamon's note: this one takes practice.
Most of us write our instinctive response first and think about the gesture later, if at all.
Reverse that order, and you will send half as many emails you regret. Framework 4. The Mirroring Awareness System. What it is.
A system based on the principle of physical mirroring, where people unconsciously adopt similar postures and rhythms to build rapport.
In writing, mirroring means deliberately matching the energy, pacing, and register of the person you're writing to.
What it is designed for. Rebuilding connection after misunderstanding, and calibrating tone across different relationships and contexts.
How it works.
Number 1. Read their last message for rhythm, not content.
Count the average sentence length.
Note whether they used formal or informal language, bullet points or prose, names or titles.
Number 2. Set your mirror. Do not copy their words. Copy their rhythm.
If they wrote in short, direct sentences, do not send them 4 paragraphs. If they wrote warmly and at length, a one-line reply will feel like a rejection.
Number 3. Adjust the emotional register.
If their message sounds tired or flat, do not send something relentlessly upbeat.
Mirroring a deflated physical posture means meeting people where they are, not dragging them toward where you want them to be.
When to use it. Any ongoing professional relationship, particularly after a period of tension or misalignment. The principle connects directly to the work of reducing misunderstanding in written communication.
When not to use it. When you're setting a new tone intentionally, for example, when you need to be warmer or more direct than the other person has been. Blind mirroring reinforces a bad pattern. Example, you manager writes short, clipped emails under pressure. You notice the pattern. Instead of sending your usual detailed summaries, you match the rhythm one clear paragraph, three bullet points, one question. The response time drops by half. Eamon's note. I spend years writing the messages I wanted to write rather than the ones the reader was ready to receive. Mirroring is not a weakness. It is the most efficient route to being heard. Framework 5. Stillness before sending framework. What it is. A framework modelled on the physical act of pausing before speaking, which the most skilled communicators use to regulate tension and choose their words with care. The 3-second physical pause has a written equivalent, and it is more powerful than most people give it credit for. For the spoken version of this principle, see how the 3-second pause stops tension escalation in the moment it matters most. What it is designed for. Any message written under emotional pressure, including responses to criticism, conflict, or frustration. How it works. Number 1. Write the instinctive draft. Get it all out. Do not edit it. This is the equivalent of the tense physical response you would have before you caught yourself. Number 2. Pause for a minimum of 10 minutes. Walk away. The physical equivalent is stepping back, dropping your shoulders, and breathing before you speak. Distance is the draft's best editor. Number 3. Return and read aloud. Ask what posture does this project. Where does it sound rigid, closed, or defensive? Mark every sentence that would read as a tight jaw or a pulled back shoulder. Number 4. Write only those marked sentences. The rest, if it reads as open and clear, stays exactly as it is. When to use it. Every message sent during or immediately after a difficult conversation, a disagreement, or a frustrating situation. When not to use it. Time-critical operational communication, where a delay causes a real problem. Knowing when not to pause is part of the skill. Example. A colleague sends a message that misattributes a project failure to your team. You write the response in 2 minutes and feel good about it. You wait 20 minutes, read it aloud, and find 3 sentences that would land like a sharp, forward lean into someone's space. You rewrite them. You send the 4th version. The conversation stays productive. Eamon's note. The messages I have regretted most in my working life were the ones I sent in under 3 minutes. Every single one. The stillness before sending framework is the simplest tool in this list and the one most people will resist using. Do not resist it. Choosing the right framework for the situation. Here is a straightforward mapping to help you reach for the right tool without having to think through all 5 every time. Situation best framework. You risk sounding defensive or cold open stance framework. The relationship needs rebuilding or warming proximity signal model. You are responding to conflict or frustration gesture to structure method. The reader, and you are misaligned in tone mirroring awareness system. You are writing under emotional pressure stillness before sending framework. No single framework covers every situation. A message sent during a conflict in a relationship that has cooled might need all 5, applied in sequence. Start with the one that addresses the most immediate risk, and layer from there. For messages where the stakes are high, particularly written contributions to meetings or formal feedback exchanges, it helps to ask one extra question before you send what would an observer read as the physical posture of this message. If the honest answer is tense or closed, go back to framework 1. The role that written communication plays in high-stakes interactions is worth understanding fully, including its influence on meeting success and communication dynamics. Where these frameworks break down in practice. Getting these frameworks into real use is not entirely straightforward. Here are the 3 places where people most commonly go wrong. The mistake, using the open stance framework to soften a message that needed to be direct. Why it happens. People confuse openness with vagueness. They bury the key message under so much warmth that the reader misses the point entirely. What to do instead? Open with warmth, then state the core message plainly. Openness and directness are not opposites. The mistake, mirroring a negative register and amplifying it. Why it happens? If the other person's message is cold or clipped, mirroring without adjustment makes the exchange colder on both sides. What to do instead? Mirror the rhythm, but shift the emotional register 1 degree warmer. Match their pacing. Lead on tone. The mistake. Skipping the stillness before sending pause, because there is not enough time. Why it happens? Urgency feels real even when it is not. Most messages that feel critical in the moment are not actually time sensitive. What to do instead? Set a 10-minute rule. If the message truly cannot wait 10 minutes, get on the phone. The situations where a written message genuinely cannot wait are far rarer than we tell ourselves. You will find that verbal versus written feedback raises similar questions about which medium serves the moment, and when the written form puts unnecessary strain on a message that would land better spoken aloud. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building the habit over 4 weeks. You cannot think your way into using these frameworks under pressure. You have to practice them until they become instinctive. Here is a simple 4-week plan. Week 1. Focus only on framework 5. Before every significant email, wait 10 minutes. Read it aloud. Send the second draft. Nothing else. Week 2. Add framework 1. For every message that carries any risk of sounding cold or defensive, apply the 3-step open stance check before sending. Week 3. Add the mirroring awareness system. Before writing, spend 30 seconds reading the last message you received. Note the rhythm. Set your mirror. Week 4. Introduce the decision table. Before every significant message, consult the mapping above and choose your primary framework deliberately. This connects directly to the skills that prevent conflict from escalating when it surfaces in writing, and it complements the strategies outlined in how to handle conflict during meetings, where the same body language principles apply in real time. By the end of 4 weeks, you will reach for the right framework the way a practiced person reaches for the right tool from a familiar kit. The choice will become fast. It will not always be perfect, but it will be deliberate, and that is the only real starting point. Frequently asked questions. What is body language writing awareness? Body language writing awareness is the ability to apply what you know about physical signals, posture, and gesture to the words you choose on a page. It means recognizing that tone, pacing, and structure in writing carry the same emotional weight as a closed stance or an open gesture in person. How does body language translate to written communication? Body language translates to written communication through tone, sentence structure, pacing, and word choice. A terse sentence reads like crossed arms. A warm, open sentence reads like a relaxed, forward-leaning posture. Skilled communicators learn to write the physical signal they would want to send. Can body language awareness improve your email writing? Yes, when you understand how posture and gesture communicate openness or tension, you can mirror that awareness in your emails. You choose words that feel approachable rather than clipped, and you structure messages so they do not accidentally signal aggression or dismissal. Which framework should I use for tense written messages? Use the open stance framework when writing a message that risks sounding defensive or closed. It asks you to lead with acknowledgement, keep sentences unhurried, and end with a clear invitation rather than a full stop that shuts the conversation down. How long does it take to develop body language writing skills? Most people notice a real change within 4 to 6 weeks of deliberate practice. The key is reading your draft aloud and asking what posture the words would project if spoken. That single habit, done consistently, rewires how you construct written messages. Why do some written messages feel aggressive even when the writer did not intend aggression? Short, blunt sentences mimic a rigid, closed physical stance. When a reader encounters them, the nervous system responds the way it would to tense body language in person. The intent behind the words is invisible. The physical rhythm of the sentences is not. The most important truth in all of this is not complicated. Every message you write carries a physical signal. Your reader feels your posture through the page, even in a medium built entirely from words. Body language writing awareness is not an abstract idea. It is a concrete, learnable skill, and the 5 frameworks in this article give you a reliable place to start. Use them. Practice them under low pressure before you need them under high pressure. And the next time a message comes back to you wrong despite your good intentions, do not ask what you said. Ask what posture you projected. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.